No, it's not actually a ceasefire. It's a seven-day cessation of hostilities between the UPDF and the LRA to allow their commanders to meet and discuss the offer of peace talks with the government of Uganda.
Why do you think the announcement was made at this time?
According to reports, the LRA had said that the LRA commanders were not able to meet because of ongoing operations against their forces. So the government, in response to their request for a ceasefire, decided to offer them a seven-day cessation of hostilities so that their commanders can be able to meet and discuss the position that they're going to bring to the government when they eventually meet for peace talks.
Now, this war, as you know, has been going on for a very long time. What brought it to this point? Is the LRA under increased pressure?
Okay, according to the government, yes, they've been under immense pressure, and actually they've lost several of their fighters, including many of their top commanders. And on top of that, the government of Sudan has allowed the Ugandan forces to operate in southern Sudan against the LRA, where they normally hide when they commit atrocities and the attacks in Uganda. So given the fact that the Sudan government has given Uganda permission, it's about 2 years now to pursue them there. And given the pressure from within Uganda, I believe that's one of the reasons why they're eventually calling for peace talks, which in the past they refused to honor.
Have there been any comments from the LRA leader, Joseph Kone?
So far, not yet. What we have is from his spokesman, who stated that they need time for the top commanders to meet in order to come to a common position if they're going to bring the peace talks with the government of Uganda.
Now, you mentioned peace talks. What is the status of these talks?
Up to this point, they've been in limbo. This is not the first time that an offer of peace talks is being made. There was one in the 1990s, which had gone somewhere, and then eventually it failed because both sides did not trust what the others were doing. Then I think in 2002, there was again a proposal for peace talks when the LRA were claiming that the government was not offering to talk peace and the government side was named. But that effort has been in limbo since then, and nothing actually has taken place, and fighting has continued since then.
Now, this cessation of hostilities is only for a small part of the northern part of the country, I believe only about 480 square kilometers. Why just that small area?
This is the area along the Sudan-Ugandan border, where the LRA normally cross from when they're coming from, running from Uganda to Sudan or crossing from Sudan to Uganda. Operations against the LRA will continue in the other areas as usual.
What have been the latest news reports about hostilities in the north? Have there been many LRA attacks of late?
No, of late they've substantially reduced. They've substantially reduced to such a point that the government is now contemplating disbanding the displaced people's camps so that people can go back to their villages. But compared to this time around about last year, the attacks have really substantially reduced.
Reports mention Betty Bagombe as being a go-between. Can you tell us what role she has played? I understand she is a former minister.
Yeah, she's the former minister who was in charge of northern Uganda. And actually, in the 1990s, she is the one who played a crucial role that first led to the first attempts at peace, which failed eventually. So this time around, she has been playing a mediatory role between the LRA and the government of Uganda, but from Sudan, where she has been able to link up with some members of the Lord's Resistance Army High Command.
Herbert, are there any conditions that the government is attaching to its cessation of hostilities?
That's why there are conditions. One is that this seven-day cessation of hostilities should be time for the LRA commanders to meet and agree to a common position. And besides that, the government is expecting them to denounce hostilities against the people of Uganda. And should they eventually formally and unequivocally denounce rebellion, then the government of Uganda is going to give them a 10-day cessation of UPD operations. Otherwise, if they do not, then the government will still continue to hunt them wherever they are.